name is Daniel Cavanaugh, and I'm here with my dad, Charles. This is Crosstalk, the gospel for today and beyond. We're in pursuit of growing in our understanding of the gospel and discovering what it means to transfer to the next generation. And dad's suppression was our focus last week as we continue down this road of talking about the deconstruction of truth. And in some ways, we are talking about that process. How does that happen? I mean, we can use the phrase deconstruction of truth, but there's a process that takes place that gets us to the point where truth has been deconstructed in the present form. And so what we want to look at, you know, this week is, in moving forward in our whole progress here in our process, is not only the suppression, but the rejection of that. And I know there's probably going to be a little bit of overlap, and our listeners need to be aware of that.
Yeah, we just need to, I think we need to say that when you make an outline of something, try to outline something so you can follow it. It doesn't mean that everything just perfectly falls into the outline.
Right. There are these seven steps that will help you do this.
There are elements of each part in each part. So we're just trying to get across the importance of this whole issue of truth and its deconstruction.
And our base is obviously Scripture, which we always want to go back to the Word of God. And what we're working from is Romans 1. Last week was 18 and following. This week we're going to pick up and talk about 23 to 25. Right. And so just jumping in here, we're going to move into the rejection of truth as opposed to the suppression that we talked about last week.
Yeah, we're trying to divide this up into three parts, approach, so that we get a sense of the progression of the human, of sin, really, and of the rejection of truth. The first thing we see when we see this rejection as we approach verses 23 through 25 is a conscious exchange takes place. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all
There's
about
a decision
people.
That happens.
What's that?
There's a decision that
That's
happens.
That's exactly
right.
Most of the time we like to think in terms of, even as Christians, we have to be careful. We didn't really mean to do that, or we didn't consciously do that. No, I think Scripture teaches us that we consciously sin. We may get to where it's a habit, so we don't have to think about it. We consciously choose a path of disobedience to God. And in this case, individuals and societies consciously exchange something here.
Well, it's take someone who's a habitual liar, a pathological liar. They do it without thinking about it, but at some point in their life, they made a decision, I'm going to lie because this is beneficial for me.
And they did that several times until now it becomes part of their habit. If we don't ever give the person the excuse that, they don't even think about it. No, that's not an excuse. That's a horrible
indictment.
Well,
sometimes we do. Sometimes we call it a mental disease or a mental disorder. But
that's an indictment.
Right.
Not an excuse, really.
So we're talking about, last week we talked about suppression. So suppression, to kind of give us a little bit of differentiation between suppression and rejection, suppression is holding it down, pushing it down, whereas rejection is more of an outward disapproval. So maybe we're moving from what happens inside the heart to what actually is taking place on an everyday basis, maybe is how we could give it to our listeners.
I think we move from the more subtle to the more overt, until finally next week we'll see what is most overt,
which is rebellion.
Yes.
Yeah. But so you talked about this. You said it's that they continue to hold down traditional values, and I put quotations around that, but with no moral basis.
Yeah, it's amazing how people who don't necessarily go to church or go once in a while at Christmas, Easter, or whatever, or don't have any interest in truths, but because they've grown up around certain traditional values, certain mores, they hold on to those. And you ask yourself, why? What's the point? There is no moral basis. There is no basis in truth.
But our society doesn't just do that. We see that politically and even just in societal
interactions. Yeah.
But our churches and denominations do that very much.
As well. You'll see whole denominations still hold on to this. But what you see is they finally turn loose. So that a whole denomination will now say it's okay to do this and have these people in leadership and have these people in membership and so forth. Well, of course, that's where they're going to finally go. They're just admitting what they've been saying all along. There is no truth.
Right. So as we talk about this rejection, and as we kind of define this rejection, if you will, and what it looks like, there's kind of three things that we want to look at. There is the conscious exchange that takes place, as we said, that decision that takes place.
Right.
There's a complete embrace that takes place. It's like we hug it. We love it.
Right.
You know? And then there is the consuming evil or expectation that takes place, and we'll explain a little bit about that and what right. that means. But first of all, the conscience exchange that takes place, let's talk about that decision.
Well, it's interesting that this passage and two other passages in Scripture speak of, use a term that I'm going to get to in a moment. But in verse 23 of chapter 1 of Romans, Paul says, and the King James says, they changed the glory of God, changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and right. birds and beasts. If you read ESV, the NASB, I think even the New King James says, they exchanged the truth, or they exchanged the glory of God, of the uncorruptible God, for these things. We'll see that phrase used again in a moment. They exchanged one thing for another. There was a conscious mental decision made here.
So we're not going to do this, and we are going to do this.
Yeah, we're turning from that, turning to this.
So it's really almost an embracing of a new truth to them. Because everyone works and bases off what they believe.
Right.
And so to say there's relativism and there is no truth is stupid, because the very fact that you say, well, I don't believe in truth, means you believe in some kind of truth, because you believe the fact that the truth that there is no truth.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you know? What they've done, what a society and an individual does now is constantly reject the truth of God as it is in God and His revealed truth for something else, to accept
right.
something else. And another truth, basically, as you said.
So in this conscience exchange that takes place, there's really an exchange for what God offers for something else. And those things that what God offers would be His wisdom,
right?
His glory, right. His truth. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, He says there in verse 23, they exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God, this perfect God, for an image. An image is something man creates. And so there is a general wisdom that God gives in His common grace, a general wisdom, a common wisdom, a common sense of what is right, justice, decency, equity, what's equitable.
Right.
Men reject that. You know, there were those things where we said, well, everybody knows that. Everybody believes that. And they did, pretty much, in our society. Lately.
And I can see what you're talking about, because it doesn't take long in watching a little television. You're watching a football game or something. You watch the comic, you know, sitcoms that come on, or the mm-hmm. different things that are going to be, the new shows that are coming on for the fall.
Right.
And what I've noticed is they're making these shows about families that are messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
And this is funny. This is normal stuff.
It's either funny or it's dramatic, depending on which way they go with it.
Right.
But there's an embrace of it. There's a well, this is how it is, and it's okay, and it's beautiful, and life is beautiful. So there's a sense, which I don't have a problem with telling a story about brokenness, because it happens.
Yeah.
But what I have a problem with is when brokenness, in the sense of my marriage is messed up, well, that's okay, now we're going to glorify
it. Yeah, what's the point of the story? What's the
right.
point? What do you get from the brokenness? What do you learn from
it? So it's almost a sense that things that are bad are now good.
And this is the new
and
wisdom.
We're okay with it.
Yeah. Well, you may remember a few weeks ago.
And it's beautiful, almost. They
yeah,
almost
there,
like
oh, there's a beauty in all this yeah. brokenness. And you may remember a few weeks ago I mentioned, in a blog I wrote about the new normal.
Right.
That's what this is. It's all the new normal. And then, of course, there's the exchange of God's glory for the glory of the creature. Creation becomes responsible for itself. Creation is here because of creation.
Because we exist in and of ourselves.
So people give glory to creation, like that's Hawking and those guys. They marvel at creation, but they deny the creator.
Dawkins.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So they marvel at what they see. They don't marvel at where it came from. In fact, right. they say, well, creation just created itself, basically. And so they exchange the glory. There's an exchange of God's glory, and then there's an exchange of God's truth. Hmm. They exchange the truth of God in verse 25 for the lie. And it's interesting that what we find here as we progress through this passage is that God rejects those who reject His truth. And that's what we have, is an overt rejection of truth.
So in other words, when you no longer need the wisdom of God, when you no longer see that the glory of God is primary, then therefore you will make that decision to reject His truth. Because it's not important. He's not of essence.
Truth is what you make it anyway, at that point.
Right.
You know, so God rejects those who reject His truth, and if you don't believe the truth, guess what? You're going to believe the lie.
So in this rejection,